Assembly Bill 3519 prohibits licensed fellow adjusters from charging compensation in excess of 10% of the amount of claim paid by the insurer for a period of 1 year from a catastrophic loss occurrence. A catastrophic loss occurrence, as defined in the bill, means an occurrence designated by the President of the United States, FEMA, the Governor of New Jersey, the State Office of Emergency Management, or any other authorized federal, state, or local agency as an emergency or disaster, and includes, but is not limited to, a flood, hurricane, storm, or earthquake.
Thank you, Mr. Corbett. Let me be very clear on this bill for those people who would like to address the issue for this committee's better understanding. I am informed that a mandatory language was proposed and passed in Senate Commerce Committee. Having spoken with the author of the bill, we have been asked to consider the bill without the amendment. Again, without the amendment. This committee today will have the opportunity to vote on the bill without the amendment. I have three slips of paper for people who would like to address on this issue. Mr. Bruce Rifkin, Jonathan Wilkowski, and Paul Bent, New Jersey Public Adjusters Association, in favor with amendments. Again, gentlemen, respectfully, if we can limit your conversation to the bill without amendments.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Jonathan Wilkowski. I'm Executive Director and General Counsel of the New Jersey Public Adjusters Association. I'm also here speaking today on behalf of the National Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, and I am also in private practice representing victims of insurance company misconduct. I've been doing that my entire career of about 30 years. I, in fact, authored the amended bill that passed the Senate. So with respect to the bill currently before you that you're considering today, the industry, both the New Jersey Public Adjusters Association and the National Association, do not believe that bill goes far enough. The reasons are pretty obvious, though I'd like to spell them out. The bill came to light when complaints were received by the Department of Insurance and others, and became public that there were unscrupulous public adjusters in the industry that were charging exorbitant fees described as gouging fees in order to handle claims related to Sandy. And I believe the Assemblyman Green's bill was drafted in order to address that those concerns. We believe that the bill didn't go far enough because it doesn't protect New Jersey consumers on every other day of the year when perhaps a disaster or catastrophe that might be so designated has not occurred. Consumers need protection every day, and the bill simply doesn't go far enough because it will not address any loss excuse me, or any claim that arises on any other day. Therefore, the bill will allow the gouging of consumers as a regular practice by these unscrupulous adjusters, and it's simply an untenable problem. The bill also doesn't go far enough in that it doesn't provide for the recovery of a higher fee on supplemental claims. Very often what we find, even with respect to catastrophe claims, where let's say a consumer has $250,000 flood policy, $250,000 limit, which is the maximum you can get, and after 6 months or a year of negotiating, the consumer obtains a payment, let's say, of $200,000, leaving a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 balance due. Under the bill before you, the adjuster would nevertheless be capped for that period of time at a 10% fee. Many adjusters might not get involved for a 10% fee. It's not profitable, despite a glaring open loss. The practices that whereas that would be addressed by our bill, which the Senate passed bill, which
respectfully, if I may ask you to speak to the bill before this committee's consideration.
Very well. As I said, it simply doesn't go far enough. It allows this activity to continue on a daily basis. It simply doesn't protect consumers. That's the bottom line. The type of conduct that the bill was intended to prevent, as it goes on every day, ultimately, by limiting the scope of the bill as the original bill does, it tends to encourage the nefarious and unscrupulous adjusters that are doing this as a regular practice. They will continue to engage in it. Basically, the practice that that has brought about this negative attention is where adjusters who are licensed but with little training, a little practical experience, and an insufficient, I would respectfully suggest, an insufficient moral compass, literally cruise neighborhoods looking for homes with shingles off the roof or, you know, a leak under the sink or something like that in order to build an insurance claim that really didn't exist in the first place. And that's the type of entity that's engaging in these practices that are taking advantage of consumers, which with fees of 20, 30, 40, and 50%. I would respectfully suggest if you have a $3,000 homeowner's claim resulting from one of these catastrophes, a fee of 50% is not in the interest of the homeowner. It's in the interest of the unscrupulous adjuster. These reduced fees are encouraging the type of conduct that's not in the public interest, it's not in the industry's interest. It's rare that an industry comes to a regulator or a legislator and says, regulate me, limit what we can do. We've come here to you twice before to help to enhance the professionalism of the industry, both with respect to continuing education, minimum standards, a limitation on hours of solicitation, and you've accommodated us with good laws to help protect both the industry, the reputation of the industry, and consumers. This bill literally falls too short. It will not do an effective job of protecting consumers against the type of conduct it was intended to protect, whereas the Senate bill fulfills
that.
Mr.
Rakowski, I'm going to cut you off and thank you for your testimony. And just I have one question, if you wouldn't mind. Why is it in the state's best interest to tell you how much you can make? I understand your points, and I respect them. But at the end of this discussion on this bill, I'm wondering if we should also have caps in terms of what lawyers can make, or carpenters, or plumbers, or the people who are currently refinishing the attic in my home.
The state regularly regulates its professionals. There are many states across the country that regulate the fees of public adjusters. As a rule, we don't propose general imposition of fee caps, either in our industry or in others, but on a state-by-state basis, we become aware of conduct, negative, unseemly conduct that needs to be regulated. And in those states,
I hear what it is that you're saying, and I must admit to you that I'm also somewhat aware that there's unseemly conduct in virtually every profession. Right?
Absolutely.
And I don't know how that unseemly conduct is radically affected by 2.5%. I have no problem, sir, agreeing with you that we should cap what people can make, as long as we have no problem capping what attorneys or lobbyists can make.
The difference here, I respectfully suggest, is that it is not unusual to regulate the fees of public adjusters. It's a regular practice throughout the country, including here, to regulate the...
New Jersey has made some tremendous steps forward in the past number of years under this governor and Governor Corzine and many others as well.
What makes
the fact that other states have done something has not required the state to do something, and the state has often been at the forefront of so many other items. So whether other states are doing it or not, I'm not sure is particularly germane. But I understand your point. Well, would the other two gentlemen like to?
If I could just respond one more moment, Mr.
Quick.
Chairman. It is quick. What's different here is that the industry is coming to you and asking you to do this.
Well, I will admit to you that I've become a little bit involved in this issue, admittedly much to my dismay, in the past number of days. And I will tell you, sir, that to suggest that there is unanimity amongst your industry would be a statement that I could not support.
I would agree with you. The element
as a matter of fact, I have been approached by more organizations with the name Public Adjuster in front of them than I care to admit publicly. I myself am planning to create an organization of the Passaic Avenue, Passaic, New Jersey Public Adjusters Association. It will have no doubt the same credibility as many of the other organizations which have approached me. So please, in all due respect, this committee is dealing with a bill. The bill is that no more than 10% can be charged in periods of emergent conditions as established by, right?
That's correct.
I appreciate the cap that you want to place on yourself, not to mention your colleagues. I don't understand it. Perhaps I was spent too many years on Wall Street.
I could explain, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like, and I could do it quickly.
I think that you did an appropriate job up until now. Mr. Bent, did you wish to address?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
On the bill. First, I would propose to you all that any loss is a catastrophe to the person who suffers that loss. But on the bill, this legislation is overly complicated. As you well know from the disasters we've all experienced, that New Jersey may or may not be declared a disaster statewide. You can have it broken down by county. You can have it broken down by municipal level. You could have it even broken down within a municipality. So what we have here is a situation in which you could have one town or one house with a 10% cap, and there just happened to be a little line on a map of a municipal border and another house just on the other side that was not fortunate enough to be in the declared zone who would not benefit from this. The whole process is complicated. It has a one-year window. Certainly questions as to when a declaration can occur. Some, as you know, there are rolling declarations where you can have a set date at one point and then more communities added at additional points down the line as more information becomes available. That is why we had troubles with this bill, and that is why we suggested the amendments in the first place. Besides all the issues my colleague identified, it was in an effort to simplify the bill and have it just, what was good for one, why can't it be good for everybody? And we think it can be good for everybody, and that's why we suggested the amendments.
Thank you, sir.
Just one quick comment, if I may. We as an organization, I am chairman of the board of the Combined New York-New Jersey Association of Public Adjusters, and we have avoided the issue of fee caps, as NAPIA professes also, the National Association, except when it comes in response to some other legislation which is being posed here. Our amendments are in response to the proposed bill that came as a fair medium, a fair compromise.
On the bill, Mr. Rifkin, please.
Okay. I'm here to answer any questions that you have.
Questions from the committee? Very good. Thank you, John.
May I make one comment?
No, sir, you may not.
Thank you.
Mr. Gene Vino and Holly Sofer, American Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, Mr. J. Masuka, Mid-Atlantic Association of Public Adjusters. All of those individuals are in favor of the bill.
Yeah.
We'll take your testimony together if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you. We'll be very brief. Good afternoon. I think it's afternoon already, Chairman Scher and members of the committee. My name is Holly Sofer. I am an attorney, and I am the legal counsel for the American Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, not to confuse you. We are a national association of public insurance adjusters with a very strong base in New Jersey. Out of the 1,100 or 1,200 licensed public adjusters in New Jersey, over 800 of them are members of our organization. And I do want to point out that there is not industry-wide support for any amendments to this bill. We appreciate the opportunity to say a few words in support of the bill. We appreciate the work that's gone into this, Assemblyman Green, in response to Superstorm Sandy, has tried to craft a bill to help people in the event of substantial and devastating loss to their property. And I just want to say briefly the comments of the other association trying to turn this into a larger issue, trying to turn this bill, which was drafted to help consumers, into some sort of attack on other parts of the industry. Those comments were not appreciated by or agreed to by our organization. The words that were used, such as nefarious and unscrupulous, I mean, we haven't seen any evidence of any of this in the industry. We really just want to say, I'll be very brief, a few words in support of the bill. It was intended to help consumers. It's a consumer-oriented bill who have suffered severe, again, substantial property damage after catastrophic events such as Superstorm Sandy. Just want to introduce to my right Gene Vino, who's the president of the American Association of Public Insurance Adjusters, and he can just speak very briefly about why we're in support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman Chair, Vice Chair Spencer, members of the esteemed committee of the Financial Institution and Insurance Committee, I thank you and I appreciate being here today. I want to compliment you on that previous discussion, and I was going to give this book to you, but I gave it to that other individual party of Delay, Deny, Defend, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. But I gave that to the other party, and you're welcome to have this if you'd like. We support 3519. We met with prime sponsor Green, Assemblywoman Munoz, and we also appreciate the colleagues Stenner and Bramick. Assembly Bill 3519 is good legislation. It represents the consumer interest in a case of an emergency. I believe this committee has it right in terms of establishing a percentage in fairness during a series of storms. I get before many state houses across the country, and I want to compliment this committee on listening to the hearing before and also your commentary on 3519. We urge a support and vote of this bill in its current synopsis, and I appreciate the opportunity to answer any questions that you may have, Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Masuka?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jay Masucci. I am a lifelong resident of New Jersey, born and raised here. I've been an insurance adjuster for some 40 years, and I've worked both sides as a consumer representative and as a company representative. My organization, I represent 24 firms that are licensed and do business in the state of New Jersey as licensed public adjusters. Our organization firmly supports A3519. We believe that it is an honest and good intentioned effort on the committee to protect the consumer in times of catastrophic events. We support this legislation, and I would make myself available to answer any questions you may have, sir.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Anyone else wish to address the committee on this bill? Very good. Is there a motion to accept the bill without amendments, please?
So moved.
There's a move.